just like becoming sick and seeing the problem, there is some another state of mind. That's when you will get something. But before you start the path, remember you have a limited time. It's not endless. So be careful how you spend it. Spend it in a way that you will gain something from it, and that's this path. Means spend your life to become better and better and better, and this is not an endless time you have. You have a limited time, so be careful to improve yourself every moment. Let go of other projects, because other projects will not really help you. This is the only thing that will help you, because you need to open your eyes and see the beauty in this universe, not the shortcomings. Yes.
Returning to the story of the elephant, said the sincere advisor, "Hearken to this counsel of mine, so that your hearts and souls may not be afflicted. Be content with herbage and leaves. Do not go in chase of the young elephants. I have put off from my neck the debt of admonition. How should the end of admonition be aught but felicity? I came to deliver the message that I may save you from repentance."
Okay. You, what did it remind you? This is the trick. Remember, we are dealing with an enormous text which is broken to pieces, and we have to put them back together. That's as simple as that, right? The only way I know, and I explained here, and I think Rumi did, is to remember the stories and jump from the story to story. Maybe I could explain it a little bit better of Rumi. In his time, the technique was not in. Now, I could tell you that, remember, if you honestly want to understand the art of movie, one of the main points is when you see one movie, pay attention that you have two different stuff over there that keeps your attention and it's important for you. One is the story, the other one is the actor. When you know an actor and you have seen a lot of movies from that actor, it's different for you when you look at that movie, right? Because the storyteller and actor are a part of the story themselves, aren't they? So, the technique is to remember the personage or characters that are made here, because that's what the game here is all about. Whenever we want to talk about intelligence, we call Satan. Whenever we want to talk about knowledge, we call the water. Water will come in. So whenever we say water, you should know that, oh, this is the water that was... Do you remember the wall, the guy sitting on the top of the wall? Like that. Here, the guy was a very good fellow. He started to give them a very good advice because his good-heartedness, okay? And that was explained at the beginning to us. Now, the speech is broken. Another paragraph, again a copy of the first paragraph. Remember? We were puzzled, way three. Like the first one, this wise man starts to talk. This time he says, what? He gave you the message. Here he said only one thing, and you should remember that fellow who said exactly this. Almost the same lines.
The bear story.
Exactly. The bear story, remember? The guy gave him the advice, and this fellow said, no, you're jealous. And at the end, I said, listen, I could only give you the advice. So, I did my duty. The rest is yours. We talked about it over there. You should remember it here, because it's the same stuff. Over there was a stupid friend, the bear. Here is what? Here is doing a stupid stuff. Here, this group of people, they became that bear or bear friend. So we will say, I'll give you the advice. If you do this game, let these stories play in your mind, then you could envision all the book together. Because you know the characters. Because the characters are what? One is the breath. One is the ego. One is the water, which I receive and I'm based on. And you see, all this, you could find it in Pharaoh, Moses and Nile. Forget about all that. You could go only to the water and a fish and a guy sitting in a fish patiently. Water is the same water. Fish is always the same fish. So let these characters become alive in your mind. For me, it's just like remembering the actors who are playing different roles. I have seen Anthony Quinn in so many different movies. If he plays in a movie, his shadow will be shown. I know him. Okay? That way the stories will go together. So here, Rumi will stop. Because this is Rumi. Whenever a wise guy is talking, whenever somebody is coaching a prophet, who is that fellow? It's Rumi. Okay? Here, he started to say, okay, I know this is the beginning, you're thirsty, you want to know it all, you want to eat this and that and that. Please do not do that. Now he comes and I say, this was that wise, and this is all he could do. The rest is your choice. Yes?
I came to deliver the message that I may save you from repentance. Mm. Repentance. Beware. Let not greed waylay you. Let not greed for victuals tear you up by the roots.
Means he said, okay, I'm here to deliver the message, to finish this being messenger. So this is it. He gives the message. Look at it, one verse, something is repeated. Means what? Rumi is very clever. He say, remember, you will not listen because of greed. The animal greed is over there. So you arrive and you want to eat everything. It's like a fellow who comes out of the school and suddenly this summertime he wants to read everything. This fellow either will go crazy, no matter what, is a waste of time, and there is no use. It's just like remembering all the phone book and stuff like that. Okay, in Guinness Book they laugh at you. I don't know, what's the use? Here we are talking serious. Therefore, remember, I told you, beware, I gave you this advice because I see the greed in you. And that greed we talked about, do you remember? You? There was this fellow in the prison, was a nasty fellow. Then they brought the camel of this court. All day around the city they said, this fellow is a corrupt fellow. Don't expect anything. At the end of the day, the guy was asking for the rent on the camel. Greed. This greed is something that you should understand, because now you're facing quantities. You're facing different choices. You're choosing different groups to melt into, connect to, and all that. Do not become greedy. When you found the first good source of feeding yourself, stay over there. Be grateful. Do not jump from here to there. All of that, yes.
This he said, and gave a farewell and departed. Their famine and hunger waxed great on the way. Suddenly, in the direction of a high road, they espied a fat young elephant, newly born.
You see how the story is told? The guy was talking in length, then the next paragraph, the guy was talking, and at the end said, very goodbye. He left. Bang! No time. Greed. And the elephant baby is over there, fat and very delicious looking. Because it goes that fast. It doesn't need the time. Yes.
They fell upon it like fierce wolves, ate it clean up, and washed their hands. One of the fellow travelers did not eat, and exhorted the others to abstain, for the sayings of that dervish were remembered by him.
Aha. What did I tell you? Remember the story. The guy remembered the story of that fellow. That's what hadith is. That remembering that story will stop your appetite to join the group to feed, to eat the elephant. When you remember the stories, you behave differently. Because remembering the stories will stop your intuitions over there. Your greed, your appetite, no matter what, it will stop them. Remembering the story you're told, remembering the explanation given to you. Yes?
Those words hindered him from its roasted flesh. Old intelligence bestows on thee a new fortune.
Yep. First, his hesitation is because of that sohan, word, talking, right? This is what he ended the last paragraph. Look at the last paragraph. He said, the good fellow who looks like a peasant, but his thought and his talk are like sugar cane, right? Here again, that talk, that talk stopped him to join in that kebab. This is how it goes. Old thoughts will give you new chances. That's all. I mean, the thought of Rumi was good for Rumi. And Rumi only. Because nobody lived his life, right? This goes for everyone. Everybody has a personal life, OK.